Isaiah chapter 10. Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees, and who write grievousness which they have prescribed. To turn aside the needy from judgment, and to take away the right from the poor of my people, that widows may be their prey, and that they may rob the fatherless. And what will you do in the day of visitation, and in the desolation which will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help? And where will you leave your glory? Without me they will bow down under the prisoners, and they will fall under those killed. Because of all this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. O Assyrian, the rod of my anger, and the staff in their hand is my indignation. I will send him against a hypocritical nation, and against the people of my wrath, anger, judgment. I will give him a charge, to take the spoil, and to take the prey, and to tread them down like the mire, mud, of the streets. Yet he does not intend it so, neither does his heart think so, but it is in his heart to destroy and cut off many nations. Because he says, are not my princes altogether kings? Is not Calno as Carchemish? Is not Hamath as Arpad? Is not Samaria as Damascus? As my hand has found the kingdoms of the idols, and whose graven images did excel those of Jerusalem and of Samaria. Shall I not, as I have done to Samaria and her idols, subdue to Jerusalem and her idols? Therefore it will come to pass, that when the Lord has performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and on Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the proud of the king of Assyria, and the glory of his arrogance. Because he says, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, because I am prudent. And I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasures, and I have put down those who live there like a valiant man. And my hand has found as a nest the riches of the people. And as one gathers eggs that are left, I have gathered all the earth, and there was no one who moved the wing, or opened the mouth, or whispered. Shall the axe boast itself against him who cuts with it? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him who saws with it? As if the rod should shake itself against those who lift it up, or as if the staff should lift up itself, as if it were no wood. Therefore the Lord of hosts armies will send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he will kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. And the light of Israel will be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame, and it will burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. And will consume the glory of his forest, and of his fruitful field, both soul and body, and they will be as when a standard bearer faints. And the rest of the trees of his forest shall be few, that a child may write them. And it will come to pass in that day, that the remnant of Israel, and those who have escaped to the house of Jacob, will never again rely upon him who struck them, but will lean upon the Lord Jehovah, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. The remnant will return, even the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. Because though your people Israel are as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them will return. The consumption decreed will overflow with righteousness. Because the Lord God, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, will make a consumption, even determined, in the midst of all the land. Therefore this is what the Lord God, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says. O my people who live in Zion, do not be afraid of the Assyrian. He will strike you with a rod, and will lift up his staff against you, after the manner of Egypt. Because in yet a very little while, and the indignation will cease, and my anger in their destruction. And the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, will stir up a scourge for himself according to the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Oreb, and as his rod was upon the sea, so will he lift it up after the manner of Egypt. And it will come to pass in that day, that his burden will be taken away from off your shoulder, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. He has come to Aiath, he has passed to Migron, at Michmash he has laid up his carriages, they have gone over the passage, they have taken up their lodging at Geba, Ramah is afraid. Gibeah of Saul has fled. Lift up your voice, O daughter of Gallim, cause it to be heard to Laish, O poor Anathoth. Madmena is removed. Those living in Gebim gather themselves to flee. As yet he will remain at Nob that day. He will shake his hand against the mount of the daughter of Zion, the hill of Jerusalem. Indeed, the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, will cut off the branch with terror. And the high ones of stature will be cut down, and the arrogant will be humbled. And he will cut down the thickets of the forest with iron, and Lebanon will fall by a mighty one.